this podcast thanks to OFX, the experts in global money transfer. Transfer funds 24/7 with no hidden fees. The smart money's on the smart move. Go to OFX.com.
Now on Money News, the inside view on property with Jonathan Chancellor.
Jonathan Chancellor, the great man from propertyobserver.com.au, with me here on a Monday night. Good evening, Jonathan.
Good evening, Ross.
All right, a couple of bits and pieces. Now, you got the peak of the selling season for spring coming into Melbourne over the next week or so. But then on top of that, you've actually had an amazing event occur in Sydney. Now, I'll try and explain this to people, and that is Auto Alley. And I've done a couple of stories down there in Parramatta. This has been developed by Dildam. Now, what's happened is they've put 200 apartments up for sale. It's right near the station. It used to be where people used to go and buy all their cars. They've knocked it over and put a massive development in there, or they're going to. How did they go in terms of sales?
Look, they got away on Saturday 100 of the first apartments. I think for an average price of about $750,000, Ross. I mean, they put up for sale 200, so they got half of them away. But I think all up in the project by Dildam, which is going to be called South Quarter, there's going to be about 750 apartments in Parramatta. I mean, Parramatta is a very, very busy precinct for construction of residential and also completions.
For anybody who's not been out there recently, people who live there know it, but, you know, it is basically a major city. There's no doubt. And it would be, just to give somebody sort of an idea, I reckon it's almost the equivalent of Adelaide these days. It'd be close to that, wouldn't it?
Well, it is an $875 billion project, this one project alone on Auto Alley. It's almost cheap and cheerful. But,
and every other car dealer down that Auto Alley would be now licking their chops, hoping they're going to be the next one.
Yeah, well, this was a former Holden Car Yards on Church Street.
Just incredible to see it. All right, let's go across the weekend auctions. Melbourne's still looking pretty strong. 73.3% clearance rate was pretty good.
Yeah, and the gap between Melbourne and the rest of the capitals has grown on the weekend. RP Data had Sydney at 68% and also Canberra at 68%. You remember last week we thought that Canberra was probably going to take over from Sydney in second place, but not quite yet. I mean, Sydney's clearance rate's a bit like a yo-yo at the moment, Ross. It's sort of up and down, but I do think in the end it's going to tail out. Sydney has 1,000 properties for auction on Saturday, which is not which is a super Saturday, as we euphemistically call it, but it's not a record, whereas Melbourne has a record number of houses and flats up for sale on Saturday. They have 1,700 offerings because, of course, what happens in Melbourne is that everyone takes the following weekend off, the Derby Day, Melbourne Cup long weekend, and so all of the auctions have been brought forward. There's 1,700 next Saturday.
Wow, just incredible. But the other thing also, when you're actually looking at some of the price growth, you've got Dramana. You know, you've got outer suburbs now starting to pick up, and that's largely Mornington Peninsula is Dramana. Your Broadmeadows is pretty good there. Richmond, Bentley, Diamond Creek, you know, those types of suburbs. So it's interesting to see, a little like Sydney when it was booming, Melbourne's going through a similar type of pattern.
Well, except there's an interesting trend emerging in Melbourne in those Real Estate Institute of Victoria stats, and that is because the first home buyers are back, the median house price is not going up much because, of course, there's more activity, say, sub 600,000 than there was previously. So those first-home buyers are back. And, in fact, that was actually interesting. Dildam out in Parramatta said that they noticed the first-home buyers were there.
Gee, it's interesting, isn't it? Because that's going to be an absolute key. Jonathan Chancellor, thank you so much for that. From Property Observer, always on a Monday night here with the latest on the property markets around the place. Some big, big sales over the weekend still ongoing.
Now your money is truly mobile. Whether you're paying for a wedding in Spain, education fees in the US, or medical procedures in the UK, you can do it all with the OFX Global Money Transfer mobile device app. Keep an eye on exchange rates, view currency charts, set rate alerts, stay up to date with market information, send money securely, track your money, and be notified every step of the way. The smart money's on the smart move with the OFX Global Money Transfer app. Go to OFX.com.